Wake up. Open your eyes. Don't try to speak. You won't be able to. I've trapped you between sleep and awareness. It's only sleep paralysis, so don't freak out. Go on. Open your eyes. Look at me. Hey, baby. God, I've missed looking into your eyes. I know you're scared. And I know you probably think this is all a dream. But it's not. I'm really here. Well, sort of. When I died, I couldn't leave you behind. I refused to move on. It's taken me years to be able to contact you. I tried so hard every day just to speak, screaming as hard as I could, and you would never hear me. After all this time, I finally figured out how to speak to you. This exact time and place, our home, at the edge of day and night, when the sun dies and the moon is born. I've been watching you for years now. I watched you at the hospital when they told you. I watched your heartbreak. I watched you at the funeral. All those sweet things you said about me. Then, what hurt me most of all was watching you destroy yourself. You quit your job. You stopped talking to people, the drinking, the drugs. I wanted so badly just to hold you, to whisper in your ear that everything would be all right. But I couldn't. One time I knocked an empty soda can off the desk, and you noticed. I was so excited, but I've never been able to do it again. And you didn't know it was me. Then you found her. At first, I was so afraid for you. You were at rock bottom, and this dangerous predator was going to take you away from me. She took advantage of how weak you were, in body and spirit. Then something happened that I didn't expect. I couldn't see past my fear and anger at first. I hated her. I hated the fact that she made you forget me. Once I had screamed and cried into the nothingness for days, I realized something. You were healing. You were happy. For the first time in all those years, I saw you smile. And I didn't care that it was another woman that did it. All I cared about was that you found happiness again. Now there she is, lying next to you, fast asleep. I always thought she was using you, leeching off you like a parasite. It took me a while to accept it, but she really loves you, and you love her. I won't lie. I wish it was me. I wish I was still alive. I'm jealous that she got to die and come back, and I'm stuck here away from you. We were going to have a lifetime ahead of us. We always talked about growing old together, sitting on the porch in rocking chairs and yelling at teenagers. I wanted so badly to give you children, to have a family with you. No amount of wishing or regret will ever change things. This isn't why I came here. I didn't come here to push you away from her. I came here to say goodbye. I was taken so suddenly from this world. I waited years, refusing to move on because I never got to say goodbye. Our life together was happy, and I want you to remember me that way. God, this is really it. It's time for me to go. I know you won't feel it, but I love you. From the day I met you, till the day I died and beyond, I have always loved you. Take care of yourself, and take care of her. She may seem strong, but she's young and fragile in a world full of monsters. You may not even remember this when you wake up, but I know that somewhere deep down in your mind, you will remember. You have to remember. Goodbye, my sweet love.
Are you okay? You're shaking and sweating. Did you have a nightmare? You don't remember. Oh, come here, love. Snuggle up. Put your arms around me. Nothing bad can happen to you. Not while I'm around. Just close your eyes. Go back to sleep. Just for a few more hours. Just a few.